Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. So we got a huge announcement. The CBDC Road Trip to Freedom, which is represented by Doug Casey and Buenos Aires, starts next week. That's right. On Monday, April Fool's Day of all days. No, this isn't a joke. We're actually doing it. Josh and I are flying down to Santiago, Chile on Sunday. We're going to be there Sunday. And we were going to start in Medellin and go all the way down to Buenos Aires. But unfortunately, there's a lot of issues right now in Ecuador. And I feel terrible because I know so many people in Ecuador. But right now, the violence, the crime, it's just not the safest place to drive through. So and then for some other reasons, as far as logistics and buying a car, selling a car, renting a car, we decided just to go to Santiago and then make a couple stops within Argentina. I also thought it'd be a good idea because so many people talk to me about Plan B and potentially Argentina fitting the bill. So we're going to give you the boots on the ground intel as we go from location to location. Also, for any of you who want to join us on the trip, we'd love to have you. Now, I know I announced that on Twitter. I announced that the other day, and a lot of people thought I meant that they could ride in the car with us. But unfortunately, we're not going to have a lot of room. But what I meant is if you want to rent the car or if you're in the area, if you want to drive the whole time with us and we just caravan, or if you want to join us for just a leg of the trip, we'd love to have you. And if you want details on how to meet up with us, where we're going to be, just go ahead and DM Josh on Instagram. Josh, what's your Instagram handle?
I didn't know you were doing this. I don't know what it is. I'll have to find that out and I'll put it in the comments.
Okay, but your Twitter is Josh Lessard 200, right?
I don't know. I'll double check both of them and put them in the comments.
Okay, put it in the pinned comment of the video so people can reference it.
My Twitter is Josh Lessard LESSARD 200.
And the number 200.
Yeah.
Okay. But put your Instagram and all your kind of social media handles up there. So if people want to DM you, they can. And here's the journey. We get to Santiago Sunday. We're going to pick up a rental car. And logistically, it was almost impossible to buy a car and then drive it down and ship it back. And it just would not have worked well. So, but fortunately, Argentina and Chile have an agreement with the main rental car companies that you can cross the border and it's no big deal. That was the big issue, crossing the borders with a rental car or then shipping the car across borders. So we're going to pick up the rental car at the Santiago airport. We're going to stay the night Sunday in Santiago. And then the challenge will start Monday morning. We're going to drive. Actually, let me pull up a map for you guys. And I've actually got this map on Bitcoin or btcmap.org. And this is something people told me about on Twitter. So we're going to try to use it because remember, the main objective is to set a deadline. We've got a deadline of a week, which shouldn't be too big of a problem. But we're leaving on the 1st. We want to get to Buenos Aires by the 8th. And actually, we'll probably have some room in there to do some fun stuff along the way if we see any tourist attractions or Josh, they might have a disc golf course. We might have to stop with the whole caravan and take a time out for disc golf. But I'd have to figure out a way to buy a disc using Bitcoin, gold, or silver. That might be difficult. So maybe I'll bring some from home just in case. But getting back on topic, the reason why you see 15 and not Santiago is because there's like 15 locations that actually take Bitcoin. Now, unfortunately, I haven't been able to find any hotels because the objective with the whole trip is to have that deadline. And we're setting up Freedom as Doug Casey. He represents Freedom on this trip. So the idea is that Klaus and Bill Gates and Larry Fink and all the globalists and the Davos types are really clamping down and they're implementing a CBDC April 9th. But if we can get to Doug, then we'll somehow be able to survive or live outside of that system. Like Buenos Aires is like Gulch type thing. So that's how, why we have to get there quick, and we got to do it off the radar. Because as you guys know, saying the things that I say, I'm probably going to be Klaus's number one target. My social score is going to be instantly negative as soon as they come out with this CBDC. So they're going to try to follow me, and they're going to try to prevent me from getting into Galt's Gulch, because once I'm there, then I can say, do as I please. And you never know when I or Doug or the whole Rebel Capitalist community might start actually influencing others and opening up their eye, giving them the red pill in terms of freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. So Klaus does not want me to get to Buenos Aires to see Doug Casey. No, 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 no. So what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to monitor my transactions. So if I swipe my debit card in, let's say, Mendoza, then he's going to send the black ops out to get me and make sure that he puts me in lockdown, climate lockdown or something like that, so I can't get to the end destination or freedom. Now, the whole trip, though, I'm going to do my very best to transact in Bitcoin, gold, or silver. If we have to, and I'm sure we're going to have to, we'll use cash. But that's going to be the last option. Why? Because they might ban cash. I think one of the main takeaways from this trip is you're going to see how important it is we come together as a group and make a stand for the ability to use cash in the future. Even if they have a CBDC, we've got to stand together and push back any law or anything that would get in the way of green pieces of paper being legal tender. But let's assume they do that. Then we've got to figure out gold, Bitcoin, silver, which is going to be cumbersome, but hopefully in the future, it will be more doable than it is today. That's another thing I'm trying to do here, is just to point out to all the people that say, oh, bring on a CBDC, I don't care, because I'll just transact in gold, silver, Bitcoin. I want them to understand right now that's not realistic if you want to maintain your standard of living. And therefore, we need to have a sense of urgency, and we need to be very supportive for the people who are trying to build ecosystems that allow us to transact outside of the system, regardless of whether the price of Bitcoin is going to 10,000 or 100,000 or wherever it goes. That's why on Twitter, I always kind of push back against people that are, you know, say they're all about the separation of state and money, but at the end of the day, it's quite obvious they're really about number go up. Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd. Okay, getting back to this. So we're going to zoom in on Santiago. That's where we're staying Sunday night. And so here's going to be our kind of problem, guys. Let's zoom in. And what's actually really cool is it looks like we have more options once we get into Argentina. That would make sense due to their hyperinflation that they've been experiencing over the past few years. So even when we get to smaller towns, we might have more options. Unfortunately, I didn't see any hotels. So, and then just to be clear, if you guys want a caravan with us, it's not like you have to spend. It's not like you can't use your debit card. If you want to join in the fun and the challenge, you can. But I'm not going to get mad at you if you whip out your debit card to pay for an Airbnb or something like that. But you see, they've got a cafe. They've got food. Looks like they got a pizza joint. Looks like, what is this, an internet cafe? And it's just, you don't have a lot of options, but these are going to be our number one priority. And then if we can't find any options, like for gas, so that's going to be another tough one. What we're going to have to do is either find a Bitcoin cafe and exchange the Bitcoin for cash. Again, we're transacting outside of the system, to where it's just peer-to-peer and on-chain. Or we're going to have to find like a local gold dealer and swap out the little silver coins or whatever that we have for some hard currency, probably dollars, in order to buy gas or whatever it is we need to get to the next destination. So Monday morning, we leave Santiago and we go to Mendoza. It's only about a 5-hour drive, so this should be very comfortable. And I've done a lot of road trips, and the ones where you have to force yourself to drive like 8-10 hours a day, it's too much. And you can't enjoy the trip. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of really, really cool sights, things to see, adventures, fun experiences that we'll all remember for the rest of our life. That's the fringe benefit. But the first stop is going to be Mendoza. And you can see right at the bat, they have 34 places that take Bitcoin compared to 13 in Santiago. Again, we're going to have that challenge with hotels and gas. I think we're, as far as food goes, we should be okay. We should be able to find places that accept Bitcoin and just kind of load up for the day. Like if we find a place, and I'm just spitballing here, it could completely change once we start going through the process. But just envisioning this right off the top of my head, I'm imagining finding a decent cafe in the morning that accepts Bitcoin for payment, and then just saying, okay, let's just load up on breakfast, lunch, and dinner, put it in the car. So just in case we don't find another place, we've got our stash for the day, and we don't have to use the gold, silver, or the cash. So we're going from Mendoza to Cordoba. I'm probably mispronouncing it. You know what? Let me do this. Let me just pull this up on a Google map so we can kind of bounce back and forth. Here's Santiago, and we got directions. We'll just click on that. Start in Santiago, go to Mendoza. So there you go. 5-6 hour drive, something like that. So we'll be able to relax, take our time. I'm sure it'll take a little time to cross the border as well. That's going to be the first stop. And then let's go Mendoza to Cordoba. That's probably going to be the longest leg of the journey, about 8 hours. Now you can see it plainly on the map. Second stop, Cordoba. But we could break that down into two different legs if we find something fun to do in between. That's why we do have a deadline, but it's going to be pretty, hopefully pretty easy to meet and allow us time to have some fun in there. Maybe we'd check out that lake or something. That looks pretty cool. From Cordoba, we're going to be going down to Rosario. And then from Rosario, we're going to be heading into Buenos Aires to meet Mr. Doug Casey himself and hang out with Doug for a couple days or just play it by ear. I've never been there, and I love tango. I love steak. I love good beer, good wine. So I'm sure there's going to be plenty that will keep me occupied along with Doug Casey. I mean, think of how many contacts he has. I'm sure he knows all the best restaurants. So that's the game plan right now. To reiterate, we're going to land in Santiago Sunday. I believe that's the 31st. We're going to start the drive first thing Monday morning. And our first stop is going to be Mendoza, and that's April 1st. And then from Mendoza, we go to Cordoba. From Cordoba, we go to Rosario. From Rosario, down to Buenos Aires. And Josh and I are going to be live streaming throughout the entire trip. So if you want to join us, make sure you're cool with being on a Rebel Capitalist live stream. And we're going to be also taking the footage that we're shooting and then turning that into multiple vlogs that we then post on the Rebel Capitalist channel. And we're just going to wing it. And have some fun with it. Be as spontaneous as possible. That's usually how I roll. and just turn this into a big adventure. I'm sure there'll be calamities. I'm sure there'll be catastrophes. I'm sure there'll be fiestas. I'm sure there'll be good times and bad, but that's what life is all about. And the upside is we can show people what it's like right now to transact outside of the system. So when we do have a CBDC, hopefully people will be more prepared, and they'll be able to, not only will they be more prepared, but I think the more prepared people are, it'll buy us time to create those ecosystems to completely transact outside of the system to where it doesn't decrease your standard of living. And what I mean by standard of living, what I mean is that we're really going to have to jump through some hoops to get this done. But in an ideal world, or maybe in the future, hopefully, and again, I another thing I want to create is urgency. Just assume that we go to Mendoza and there's hotels, there's restaurants, there's gas stations, there's mechanic shops that take Bitcoin. That's what we want. Or we could go to the local theater. They would accept Bitcoin. All of these places. So you don't have to lower your standard of living. You don't have to live like part of an Amish group just to make sure that you can give Klaus the middle finger. See, this is what we want to strive for, in my view. And hopefully this trip will shed light on that. Okay, so once again, if you want to join us, then just hit up Josh. And if you can't join us, no problem. I'm sure most of you can't, but you'll be able to join us in spirit by tuning into the Rebel Capitalist channel, watching the live streams, see how it goes, and watching the vlogs, and you get to live vicariously through the freedom, the CBDC freedom, road trip to freedom. I forgot the name of what I called it. The CBDC road trip to freedom challenge. You can live vicariously through the freedom caravan that's going from Santiago, Chile, all the way over to Mr. Doug Casey himself in Buenos Aires. And again, starts April 1st and ends sometime around April 8th. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and make sure you get your tickets to Rebel Capitalists Live. I say it every single time, and I always forget to bring up the website, but go there, check it out. You can see past speakers, current speakers, and you can really get some insider intel as to how you can set up the life you deserve from a standpoint of freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.